We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
We are the children of God.
How great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Welcome to Karen and Kids!
Size.
But God loves us all the same.
Today we're going to look at a story from the Bible about a tax collector and a Pharisee. But before we start reading, who can explain a little bit about a tax collector? What did a tax collector do when Jesus lived, Alexa?
Well, they would collect taxes from people.
Okay, and who are they collecting the taxes for?
The government.
The Jewish government?
No, the Roman government.
The Romans. They were working for the Romans. The other person in the story is a Pharisee. How about a Pharisee? What's a Pharisee?
Pharisees were respected men who lived by the law.
Were they Jews?
Yeah.
Yes, they were the Jewish leaders. These two men are so different, you think? Tax collector and a Pharisee?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Jesus used these two men to make a very important point. Here we had a man who lived by the law, the Pharisee, and a man who probably thought nothing about breaking a law, the tax collector. He might take and keep some money for himself. Well, Jesus had a way of using people and stories like this to teach a lesson. Let's read from the book of Luke, chapter 18, to find out the lesson that Jesus was going to teach with these two men.
To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray.
One was a Pharisee and the other a tax collector.
The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God,
I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get."
But the tax collector stood at a distance.
He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said,
"God, have mercy on me.
I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God.
For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled,
and he who humbles himself will be exalted."
What did you learn from this story?
They both went to pray. The Pharisee looked down at the tax collector and thought he was better than him.
The Pharisee stood and prayed, and the tax collector stayed at a distance and humbled himself.
He didn't think he was good enough to be in God's presence.
Exactly. That's a good point.
The Pharisee told God all about the wonderful life he led.
Okay, so he was kind of bragging, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was like, "Look at me, I can do everything."
Mm-hmm. And how about the tax collector? Was he bragging about his life?
No.
How did he come to God, Jamie?
The tax collector was so ashamed about his life that he didn't even look to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
He pleaded for God's mercy.
That means that he really wanted God's forgiveness. He was aware of the sin in his life, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he knew that only God could supply forgiveness and mercy. What should we do with this lesson? Hallie?
We should be aware of our sin.
Okay. So when you do something wrong, what do?
Pray.
And pray for God's forgiveness?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Alexa?
Repent.
Okay.
Come to him daily and ask for his help and not thinking that way.
Because he can help you get rid of that prideful spirit or teach you how to come before him, can he?
Yeah.
Prayer and confession of the sin in your life. And what else can we learn from this story? How about the way you look at others?
Don't judge others.
Because we're all guilty of seeing someone and thinking something about them that may not be true, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you're honest with yourself, I think we can really try to be a little better in that department.
Especially when you, like, are someplace new and you don't really know everybody so well, then you're kind of like, assume things before you really get to know somebody.
Mm-hmm. The book of Philippians says your attitude should be like Jesus. He was the King of Kings, and yet he humbly served his Father. Did Jesus judge others?
No.
He was also with another tax collector. Maybe you know the story when you were little. Maybe you sang the song. Remember the song about the wee little man?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Zacchaeus.
He was another tax collector. You know, Jews didn't want to have any part of tax collectors. But Jesus went into his home and had dinner with him. And actually he was a friend to Zacchaeus, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He loved even the unlovable, the tax collectors. And you know what? He loves sinners like you and me too, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Man of sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Hallelujah. What a Savior.
Oh, what peace we often find.
to bring. Then I knew his song would sing, Alleluia, what a Savior, Alleluia, what a Savior, Alleluia, what a Savior.
Let's pray. Dear Father, we humbly come to you now. You are holy and righteous, and we need your mercy and grace every day we live. We can't earn it. It's just there for us. And we thank you, Lord. We want to work for you and serve you and tell others about you. Live our lives to glorify you and you alone. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
If you would like to find out more about Karen and Kids Radio Ministry, visit us online at www.karenandkids.com
or give us a call at 1-800-527-5522.
Thanks for joining us today.
And remember,
God is holy and righteous. Humbly pray to him.
His love is there for you.
See you next time.
Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.